This morning, we're going to turn to a reading of Scripture in 1 Peter, chapters 4 and 5. But before we do, I just want to give you just a little bit of background about 1 Peter, or 1 and 2 Peter. The context. And Peter was written during some very trying times. If ever the church was going through a hard time, it was then. Christians were being persecuted. They were being tortured. They were being killed. There were Christians who were facing all kinds of intense difficulty. It was not an easy time. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the scripture from Psalm where it says, you know, we can call upon the Lord in the day of trouble. For the people that Peter was writing to, this was the day of trouble. It was intense trouble. And it was during that time that Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, he wrote, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed." A little later on, Peter gives some advice in his writings to the elders as well as to the young men. And part of that is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. And this is what he writes. He writes, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the grace of God, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. To Him be the power forever and ever. Amen." Amen. Beautiful scripture for us this morning. The God of all grace will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. You know, we looked a couple of weeks ago about how the reality that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love Him. And that's what we're seeing here in 1 Peter chapter 5. But the part that I want to particularly zoom in on, focus in on, is verses 6 and 7. And I want to speak on that this morning. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." I know that anxiety is something that we all deal with at some point or another, in varying degrees. We are people who are naturally prone to anxiety. We are people who have a lot of things on our minds. We have children that we need to take care of. We have elderly parents that we need to support. For some, there is difficulty in marriage. Or maybe for others, the difficulty is their loneliness. We have rents to pay or mortgages to worry about. They're due each month. They come again and again. You just take care of one payment, and guess what? The next one's right behind. There's credit card payments and high interest rates. There's repairs to the house or the car or whatever else. The computer, the cell phone that got wet, who knows? There are decisions to be made every day, hundreds, thousands of them. Some minor, but some with some very serious consequences. If you have any money invested somewhere, you worry about what's going to happen with your investment. And how many of us have had occasion to worry about somebody whose health had taken a turn for the worse? There's lots of things we are anxious about. There's the pressures to succeed. There are expectations to be met. There are goals set by our employer. Or there may be a coworker that causes anxiety. It really just doesn't end. Clearly, we are a people with a lot on our minds. We worry about the future. What will happen? How will it happen? How will things work out? We worry about that. We worry about our present. We're not happy about it. We're anxious about our current circumstances. We look at somebody else and we say, you know, they have it all together. We're unhappy. And many of us have regrets about the past. Causes us great anxiety. We probably all have some regrets about our past. And it's in the face of this reality, in full recognition that there are often problems on every side, in the reality that life isn't always clean and neat and tidy, that Peter gave some advice that carried the Christians through some of the most difficult days in the early church. Remember, this isn't written by a guy who's living in the lap of luxury, who has it all together. It wasn't written to a people who were experiencing comforts. This was written to a people who were going through some of the worst times in Christian history. It didn't get much worse. That's the context of this. And in that context, Peter says, humble yourself under God's mighty hand that He may lift you up. It's in that context, in the reality of all the grime, that he says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. You know, we read those words and you know, I remember seeing that written, embroidered on something, and it was in our house when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, it's easy to read those words and to just to take them and, you know, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, oh, that's great. That's all we got. Just, yeah, cast all your anxiety. No problem. But these are words of truth. These are words that can make all the difference in our lives. And we need to put them into practice. It's not enough just to say them or to memorize them. And it's important, I believe, that it begins with humility. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. We begin with humility. What humility is it's saying that we've messed up. Humility is saying that we can't fix everything ourselves, that we can't handle it on our own. The reason why we often have anxiety is because things aren't the way we want. We want to be in control. We want to determine the outcome. We want things to be in our hands. And the first thing we need to do to be rid of anxiety is to humble ourselves. In other words, I am not in control of everything. It is not ultimately in my hands. There are times when we have to take action. There are many situations where we have to take responsibility and make difficult decisions and that sort of thing. But in the end, we need to remember that it is God who is in control. He might not dictate every detail of your life, every decision that you make, but in the big scheme of things, we need to remember that God is in control. It is God who sends the rain. It is God who gives the increase. It is God who takes care of the flowers of the field and the birds of the air. How much more will He take care of us? Humbling ourselves means that we put ourselves under God's hand. It means that even though I have responsibility, even though I have to make decisions, ultimately I am under God. And I am under God's care and under God's watch. Humility says I have to look at someone greater than myself. I can't do it all. I can't solve everything. I'm not the one who is ultimately in charge. Humility turns to God. And when we turn to God, when we see ourselves under His mighty hand, the Scripture says that God will lift you up in due time. God might not come through for you today. He might not give you the answer tomorrow. But in due time, God will lift you up. And when we know this, knowing that God is in control, that God has our best interest in mind, that God is certainly capable, we are then able to cast all our anxiety on Him. As I alluded to before, casting our anxiety on Him isn't just some mental exercise. It isn't just, something that we try to tell ourselves so we snap out of it. That's not what it's about. We can cast our anxieties upon the Lord. We can actually, really do that in prayer. And I can tell you that prayer is the greatest tool we will ever have. On Tuesday nights, we have prayer here at the church. We have a prayer room in the back. Sometime go in there and read some of the different quotes about prayer. Some are scripture quotes, some are quotes from other people about the impact of prayer in their life. Prayer is the greatest tool that we can have when it comes to casting our anxieties. I can tell you that from personal experience. Take a look here in Psalm 32. A good example of what happens as we cast our anxieties upon the Lord. Psalm 32, if you have your Bible, take a moment, flip through it. It's a few verses, and it just highlights what can happen in our lives, how it works. The psalmist writes, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him. In him whose spirit is no deceit, in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the mule or horse, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they may not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart."
Psalm 32.
The psalmist is saying how when he had unconfessed sin, it just brought him down. Sin will always pull us down. Look again there at verses 3 and 4. He says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer." That describes somebody whose sin has just overtaken them. They are immobilized because of their life. Contrast that to 1 Peter chapter 5, where Peter writes, "Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time." Sin always brings us down. Sin always pulls us down. And the worst thing we can do is hang on to unconfessed sin. Satan would love it if we keep our sin hidden. Satan would whisper, "You don't need to tell anybody. You don't need to tell anyone." And all that does is it creates more anxiety. Scripture says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Satan would have us not confess our sins. Satan would have us to cover them up, to try to just whitewash them. Scripture says if we confess our sins, that's when we can be washed white. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is freedom in Christ. Peter writes, "Cast all your anxiety upon God, for He cares for you." And this morning, if you are dealing with some kind of anxiety, I want to encourage you to cast that upon the Lord through prayer. Prayer changes everything. If you are anxious about your loved ones, maybe your parents, your children, if you're anxious about your finances or your future or whatever else, we need to remember that we have a God who is in control. We need to humble ourselves, meaning that we need to put control in the hands of God. We need to recognize that whatever it is that is causing anxiety is already well known to God. He is fully aware of your situation, and He does care. We need to trust Him. Will you trust Him? He invites us to put it in His hands, to cast it upon Him. We need to do that. We need to actually do that through prayer. Not just a mental exercise. It's not a feel-good thing. It's an actual, in prayer, giving it over to God, knowing that God is in control. Cast all your anxiety upon Him, for He cares for you. If, on the other hand, your anxiety is caused by some hidden or unconfessed sin, and that's really what I want to focus in on a bit this morning. If you're having anxiety because of some hidden or unconfessed sin, that is deadly. And the only remedy is confession. Unconfessed sin will always cause anxiety. We know that something isn't quite right. We can go to church, We could sing the hymns, we can give in the offering, we could do all sorts of stuff, but if we have sin hidden in our lives, notice the word here is hidden. We're all sinners. Okay? We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. If we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, John says, and the truth is not in us. But if we have hidden sin in our lives, that's something completely different. If we have hidden sin, the only way to deal with that is through confession. And if you have some sin unconfessed or hidden in your life, it needs to come before the Lord. It often helps if we confess our sins to one another. It's called accountability and prayer and support. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." Did you get that? Anxiety. Sin. Sin causes anxiety that brings us down, that, as the psalmist says, makes us weary even in our bones. It makes us sick mentally, physically, spiritually. James says, there's an answer to that. You don't have to stay there. Satan would tell you, it's okay, don't worry about it, you can take care of it yourself. Just give it some time. James says, confess your sins to one another and pray for each other that you may be healed. Friends, I want to say that that's what we need to do more often. We did that, you might remember, just a couple of weeks ago. And we find that the words of the Scriptures is so true that we do need to pray for one another, and that God does bring healing in our lives and in our hearts and in our soul. There is refreshment that comes through prayer, through confession. It's liberating. Now, I want to just be clear here that it's easy to feel guilty over things that we've already brought to the Lord. That's another one of Satan's tactics. Something that we have long since ago brought to God, and we've dealt with it, he's dealt with it. Satan would love to keep bringing that up and telling you that you're no good and you're no good and you're no good. If you have confessed your sin to God in the past, if you've already brought that, you've truly confessed and repented of something, that is gone. That is forgiven and forgotten. Okay? That's not what we're talking about this morning. What we're talking about is unconfessed or hidden sin that is debilitating to our spiritual life and growth. They just can't go hand in hand. And so if you have some unconfessed or hidden sin, if there's something going on in your life and you know it isn't right and it's keeping you from progressing, I can tell you that there will never be freedom until you deal with it. And James tells us how to deal with it. Confess your sins to each other so that you may be, and pray for each other that you may be healed. I'm not sure how that works out, what that means. Confess your sins to one another. It might mean that you might go to somebody that you know and trust and talk to them in their home. That very well could be the case. Maybe you might go to a small group of your friends and talk to them, an accountability group or something. Sometimes it means standing in church and speaking something here if it affects the whole body. And I want to give you that opportunity today. We had a wonderful time praying in the past, and later on I realized, it occurred to me, that there very well may be others who have something in their life that is unconfessed, that they have hidden, that they are not bringing to God, that they are not bringing to God's people. And I'm not asking for everybody to you know, whatever. But if there is one or two, and God is speaking to you, and you just feel it in your heart, that there is some area in your life that is not right, there is some unconfessed sin that is holding you back. You come to church, you look good, you sing good, you smell good, but inside you know that something isn't good. I just want you to know that you can experience freedom from that. It doesn't have to have a hold in your life. So I'm going to do something I don't think I've ever really done here before in all our years here. After we pray, I'm going to ask if there's anybody here who needs to speak the truth about a situation in their life that maybe they've kept hidden or unconfessed. Remember Psalm 51:6. It says, "You desire truth." That same psalm where David writes about, you know, create in me a clean heart. Wash me. Don't cast me from your presence. Restore me. You desire truth in my inmost parts. And friends, it all begins with truth. Again, I'm not trying to bring up stuff that you and God have dealt with long ago. That's fine. Forget that. That's done, gone with. But if you know that in your heart there's something that is not right with God, that you are hiding, the way to destroy that is with the truth. And we are here. This is your church family. We are here to encourage, to lift, to pray together, that each one of us can be healed, because we need it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come to you this morning. And Lord, there are many, many things that cause us anxiety. Things that are important. We care about our loved ones, as we should. We wonder about what will happen and how things will work out. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to cast these anxieties upon you today. For loved ones, for friends, for work situations, for life situations, for the future that is unknown. Lord God, I pray that you'd help us to just to humble ourselves before you, to know that you are in control, that you do have your hand upon us, that you will lead us, that you will guide us. But Lord, I also know that there are times when our anxiety is caused because of some unconfessed or hidden sin. And Lord, I really don't know if there is even one person here today who falls in that category or not. I don't know. But Father, if there is, I pray that you just put it on their heart right now to speak the truth in our innermost parts, that we may be able to pray together and find freedom and healing. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.